Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi. We are on Love 99.5 FM live on myjoyonline.com. We are live in all 16 regions. Flow FM in Aflao, Sun City Radio in Keta, Kekeli Radio in Ho, A1 Radio in Bolgatanga. We are live on X Spaces. We are on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, the presidency is denying allegations of an illegal land takeover from the Ghana International School. The Inspector General of Police has been ordered to institute a formal investigations into the issue.
The excavator that was attempting to come there because they said they had engaged them to come and dig an excavation for a fence wall. So that convinced us that these people were really trying to take our land.
We have details for you. Plus, a property owner goes after some land guards for pulling down his 18-bedroom apartment with no tangible reason at cantonment.
The next thing we want to do is to seek legal redress, right? Maybe we'll have to pursue civil action against whoever did this to us.
Also coming up, former minority leader Haruna Idrisu pushes for the impeachment of President Akufo-Addo, accusing him of failing to end the Galamsey menace.
There is no potent solution to ending Galamsey than an impeachment of President Akufo-Addo. When we come back, I should begin filing a motion of censorship on the president, citing him for failing to manage Galamsey.
More from him, plus the former chairman of the NDPC, Stephen Adeyi, also calling for a state of emergency.
That's why some of us at this moment are lone voices doing the same, but there's a need for a collective voice of sanity. So it's not, Aborofu people say that one swallow does not make a summer.
You want to stay for details of that. Also, Speaker of Parliament criticizes Joint Committee of Parliament's work on Electrochem Ada salt mining conflicts and issues new directives, including directing new committees of the House to investigate the matter.
A failure to visit the site, the committee members had postponed until later on, contrary to the terms of reference given to the committee. Two, inadequate stakeholder consultation.
We'll get to hear from the company as well. We have sports.
Ghana's journey to the 2025 AFCON begins today as the Black Stars face Angola in a tricky tie.
And the NDC asserts that a peace pact alone won't ensure peace without justice and strict enforcement of the law as they meet with the National Peace Council and other political parties once again.
Whether you sign the peace pact or not, it's not a guarantee for peace. Peace is a result of the attainment of justice. We have set out very clearly that you are not happy with what happened in 2020.
That's and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Please do stay on for details. And this is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. We're digging now, and the presidency this afternoon says it has no hand in any attempt to take over a land belonging to the Ghana International School illegally. Principal of the school on Monday alleged that some persons led by a man who identified himself as Chief Superintendent Ibrahim Opoku with a police VVIP unit stationed at the Jubilee House invaded the school land with building materials. Well, we can hear from the principal of the school, Frank Amponsa Mensah.
The man in the Toyota Camry, he came and wrote his name, Chief Superintendent Ibrahim Opoku, VVIPU. That's what he wrote. And according to my people, they said, he said he was from the office of the president. As to how true that is, we really don't know. But and one of them even said that the man said, oh, this is the first trip, but they are bringing about 10 more trips of the sand. Of course, we were concerned. So there are people who started calling, etc. And so by the morning, we were quite unhappy with the situation. So we were preparing to come onto the scene. Then our people called again to say that there was an excavator that was attempting to come there because they said they had engaged them to come and dig an excavation for a fence wall. So that convinced us that these people were really trying to take our land.
Frank Amponsa Mensah is the principal of the Ghana International School, GIS. Well, the Jubilee House has a response, and Presidential Affairs Correspondent Elton Broby joins me in studio with what more we're learning. What exactly is the explanation?
So, Ebefa, the statement says that the attention of the Office of the President has been drawn to an allegation that the office, acting through the head of the VVIP unit, has been involved in a dispute over a piece of land belonging to the Ghana International School. We wish to place on record the following. One, the Office of the President does not have any interest whatsoever in the piece of land in question. Two, no officer, agent or assigned has been directed to secure or interfere in any matter pertaining to the GIS land within cantonment. The said Chief Superintendent Ibrahim Opoku of the VVIP unit of the police or at the Jubilee House did his professional duty by handing over alleged encroachers and suspects to the cantonment police station when he chanced upon an altercation at the cantonment barrier on his way from work. And the chief superintendent submitted his credentials at the police station as he is enjoined to do as part of a standard operating procedure in such situation. In the light of the above, the Office of the President has made a formal complaint to the Inspector General of Police to investigate the entire matter. Meanwhile, we call on the general public to disregard as false any statement to the contrary.
I'm a bit confused here on this particular matter, because listening to the principal of the school, the accusing Chief Superintendent Ibrahim Opoku with that unit, that's a VVIP unit station, of taking over their land. But the statement is saying that he rather chanced on the altercation.
Of course. I mean, MFI is quite confusing, because according to the school, when they arrested the man who was driving the super truck to offload the sand, a Toyota Camry vehicle showed up.
Okay.
And in the vehicle came out the chief superintendent plus one other people.
Okay.
So there was some altercation. All of them were taken to the cantonment police, because the school had earlier made a report to the police. So the police, in a way, arrested all of them. So all of them were asked to write their name and a statement.
Okay.
It was at this instance that this person wrote his name as Chief Superintendent Ibrahim Opoku.
Okay.
So according to GIS, he rather was the one who was leading this truck to offload the sand and other items onto the land GIS claimed that it belongs to them. But the Jubilee House is saying that rather he rather intervened to resolve a matter that was escalating.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get a statement from the Ghana Police Service, since they do not speak to the media, on when they are going to actually commence this particular investigation that has been ordered by the Jubilee House into this particular land litigation issue between the Ghana International School and this supposed chief superintendent who is at the VVIP unit at the presidency. The presidency insists they have no hand in this particular matter. Well, in a related development, a residential property owner accuses some unknown men of pulling down his 18-bedroom apartment building at cantonments for no tangible reason. Sylvester Ishan says he was first approached by a man nicknamed Chief 2 months prior, urging them to vacate the premises which he claimed belonged to the state. Their fierce resistance could not prevent the structure from being pulled down last Saturday. Mr. Ishan says most of the tenants are now living in their cars and with their friends, with legal action against the perpetrators to be taken soon.
Just about 2 months ago, a gentleman came over, came with langas. The langas were about four. They jumped the wall, opened the gate and walked in and confronted the tenants in the house that they were going to demolish the house. So lo and behold, they called me from the office. I drove fast to the place. I met them and then I asked them what for. He said the place is for him. I said, where are you coming from? He said he's coming from the office of the vice president. I said, listen, this is a private property. You don't have the right. Do you have any paper, any document indicating that you own the property? He didn't mind. So in fact, there was that misunderstanding. So I drove him out of the house. 2 weeks down the lane, at 1 a.m. dawn, he came with langas. They jumped the wall again with a bulldozer, broke part of the building. So I dashed down to the cantonment police station and lodged a formal complaint. And then the police came over. We invited him. We were trying to see if we would be able to locate him. We can't find him. Just this Saturday, he came with about 20 langas with a whole team. They jumped the wall again and demolished the house within 4 hours. The next thing we want to do is to seek legal redress.
Well, we are following up closely on this particular issue and other land litigations in Accra, which is becoming increasing at a speed that many have described as concerning. Now, away from that, Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin has launched a scathing criticism of the work done by a joint committee of energy and lands over the conflict over the Songo salt mining agreement between the state and Electrochem Limited. Some indigents of Ada had petitioned the House to investigate alleged abuses and breaches of the lease released by the company. While the report of the committee recommended, among others, educating the people to understand how mineral leases operate, but insisted the lease must be respected. Alban Babin says the work was not thorough and has asked new committees to investigate the matter again. More from the speaker shortly, but first listen to Tamale North MP Alhassan Suhini and the Odududio MP Nilanti Vanderpoel, who spoke against the report.
Indigenous people have rights, they have freedoms, and such freedoms and rights cannot just be trampled upon in the name of investment. When we are not against a lottery camp, the people of Ada are not against the investment, but a ratification of an investment like this that do not take into consideration the protection of livelihoods, heritage sites, and also the indigenous people cannot be said to be in the interest of the people. An electrochem is abusing human rights, violating the freedoms of people, and also pushing beyond the limit.
Manaswasi MP Muntaka Mubarak and Majority Chief Whip Frank Anadompre defended the committee, insisting Parliament should hasten slowly in seeking to crucify electrochem.
Let's be careful about the things that we do and forget that we have a constitution and we have lost that governing what we are doing. We can all choose to play to emotions, but it will never develop this country. I have a house in Kumasi. If for any reason, one day, gold is found in my house, that gold is no longer mine. That is the constitution that all of us have subscribed to. Mr. Speaker, when we met our citizens, our brothers and sisters from the area, I took pain to let them appreciate that the salt that they've seen there, because of what all of us have agreed as a country, is no longer as if the salt is their personal property.
The extent that the investor has come to this house and gotten his investment, or the terms ratified by this house, we have to be careful. And we must navigate within the provisions of our constitution.
Let me bring in a presidential of a parliamentary correspondent, Kweku Asante, into the studio on this particular matter. So, Kweku, the MP for the area, Comfort Doyo Kujo, is also alleging that some residents in the salt mining enclave were abusing the company yesterday. Did she show any proof?
She did not, only to say that, in fact, she had been receiving calls from constituents that some soldiers had been deployed in the name of Electrochem and were actually being harassed.
We should call Electrochem to stop the disturbances in the constituents. They have sent soldiers, bulldozers to Aminapa, mid-year Aminapa. And the people there called this morning crying because of what is happening today in mid-year Aminapa. So we are pleading with Electrochem to hold his peace so that we can save our shrines, cemeteries, some of the villages, so that we can define exactly what is to do in the area, not to inconvenience anybody.
Now, let's talk about the speaker's directive. What will be the scope of this investigation to be conducted by the new committees? Which committees are these?
Well, now, the Defense and Interior Committee, the new Lands and Natural Resources Committee, and the Intelligence Committee, among others, are expected, and the speaker's directive is clear, they should go to Ada and these communities and speak directly to them, make sure they get to know what exactly their concerns are, and report to Parliament so that Parliament can decide whether or not to open negotiation to actually reduce the lease that has been given to the company.
A failure to visit the site, which according to the report, the committee members had postponed until, quote, later on, contrary to the terms of reference given to the committee. That was one, I identified myself when I read the report. Two, inadequate stakeholder consultation, specifically, unacknowledged papers on the matter, and as such, these were not reflected in the report. Inadequate redress to some issues, such as the area of land available, to Electrochem Ghana Limited, since a large part of the concession has been encumbered. Again, the issues that the people keep on raising, dealing with unemployment, were still not well addressed in the recommendation. The validity of the additional lease agreements for Ada West and East, covering a total of 140 acres, has to be looked into. The application and relevance of PNDC Law 287 and its implications for Electrochem Ghana Limited leases. and future operations in the lagoon by the investor. We have to look at it. The issue of compensation for affected parties, that is an outstanding issue that has not been well addressed. And so there is a need for further engagement with stakeholders in this matter.
That's Speaker Alban Bagbing in Parliament yesterday. Let me bring in Abdul Razak Adam. He's the Chief Executive of Electrochem Ghana Limited. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Midday News. First, before we talk about the Speaker's fresh directives, we're hearing on the floor, at least by the MP for the area, that you've engaged soldiers to harass some residents in Ada, specifically Aminapa. How do you respond to that?
Okay, so the first and foremost, I want to completely refute that allegation and also to state on record that that is completely not true. If you follow what the Speaker was saying in Parliament yesterday, he emphasized that this is a massive investment that the government of Ghana needs to protect. You can't have an investor injecting $120 million into a project and allow it to very few people to torpedo or try to bring the investment down. So what is happening is the fact that there is a police and there is also a military base in the area that is on standby to make sure that workers are not harassed. The police or the military have not attacked anybody. The shrine, the protected site, the inhabitants and other areas have not been touched by Electrochem. Electrochem has no intention whatsoever of uprooting anybody or for that matter destroying any shrine. On the contrary, we have actually taken it as a responsibility to carve out and then build walls around some of these shrines that they talk about to make sure that the Ramses site, the shrine and all that are not attacked or for that matter disturbed by the work we are doing there. Work is going on quietly with a comprehensive community engagement with the chiefs and what have you. A lot of the some of the people that are opposed to this, especially some of our lawmakers, have not even gone to the ground to even ascertain what is going on. They have not visited their communities. Most of the things they are seeing are anonymous calls.
Okay.
People that have met them privately and telling them stuff. They have to come on the ground and then get into the communities. And you will realize that almost 99% of the chiefs are for this project.
Well,
the
speaking of...
whatever, they are responsible to their people. So they should get down to the ground and listen to their people.
Okay.
They should coordinate with their chief or a traditional leader, the traditional council. And then you would realize that this project has a massive acceptance by the people.
I'm glad you're making reference to the fact that people should come onto the ground and ascertain for themselves what exactly is happening there. Yesterday, in the Speaker's directive, the decision that more committees should investigate this matter, he's tasked the MPs to go onto the ground and actually engage residents. Do you first agree with the Speaker's decision that more committees should investigate this matter?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because what will come out of the investigation is the fact that overwhelming majority of the people, the chief, the opinion leaders, and then the youth group, the women group and whatnot, want development in this area, and they are solidly behind this project. You cannot stand in the House of Parliament to make allegations that human rights have been abused, people have been attacked, when you have not even come to the project ground. So I totally support the speakers stand on that.
Okay, but already we are told that you are implementing the recommendations of the Mines and Energy Committee that previously undertook this particular investigation.
So to us, we see community engagement and for that matter, answering to the need of the people of Ada as a core responsibility. We do not see it as a corporate social responsibility that is given a lip service. To us, it's actually the reason why we exist as a company. So in reference to that, we made available 2,000 acres of land, 1,000 acres for community funds, which we are constructing for the community free of charge, and also supplying them with free brine to be able to do their manufacturing or their production side by side Electrochem.
Okay.
We understand that that is not enough. So we've gone further to look at independent businessmen who don't want to operate within the community section, but want to do their separate businesses. We further allocated 1,000 acres to the outgrower scheme.
Okay.
So through the outgrower scheme, individuals are allowed to come forward
and then they allocated land to do it.
Okay. For the sake of time, my apologies. Abdul Razak Adam is the Chief Executive Officer of Electrochem Ghana Limited. We'll leave it here for now. Of course, we'll get to dig in further on this particular issue. Now, the former minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, is pushing for impeachment processes against President Akufo-Addo for what he describes as his failure to stamp out Galamsey. The Tamale South MP says he hopes to get two-thirds of parliament to back his action in the next sitting as his way of fighting the menace. Renewed calls for the illegal mining to stop was triggered by water crises in the Ashanti and central regions. Lands and Natural Resources Minister promised a crackdown in hotspots yesterday, but has yet to update the public with details on what exactly has been done so far. But Mr. Haruna Idrisu is laying the blame squarely at the door of the president, saying he's refusing to stop the menace, even though it lies in his power to do so.
There's no potent solution to ending Galamsey and an impeachment of President Akufo-Addo. If both parties will support it, we'll be successful. Then President Mahama will be forewarned that if he came and failed, same government will follow him. If that president fails and parliament says we are holding you accountable for that failure, and there can be no matter today in Ghana more grievous than denial of people's livelihood in the name of exploitation of mineral resources in the name of Galamsey.
If I could press you further on this point, in the interest of the same agency required, are you willing to lead the charge against the president, even if it's for posterity's understanding?
When we come back, I should begin filing a motion of censorship on the president, citing him for failing to manage Galamsey. But my fear is that in the end, when you fail, you will be called names.
That's former minority leader Haruna Idrisu. They're speaking on the Super Morning Show. Well, Professor, a former chairperson of the National Development Planning Commission, Professor Emeritus Stephen Adey, has also criticized the president for his inability to deliver on this pledge. He's also become the latest to push for the declaration of a national state of emergency on Galamsey.
That's why some of us at this moment are lone voices doing the same, but there's a need for a collective voice of sanity. So it's not... about few people who say that one swallow does not make a summer. I believe that 50 Ghanaians, and I can name them, some of them, just for example, Ishmael Yamsin, Honorable Kwame Pierre Nim, and the rest on both sides, I can name about, come together and say that this must be done. They will do it. So this is one of the things that you can help us in mobilizing the same, I call them the way voices. Asantehene has begun some actions. I said that we must commend him, but he can declare the whole Asantehene Galamsey free zone. So the pressure must be on until we achieve results. And
that's Professor Stephen Adey there. Meanwhile, four persons were arrested in an exercise by the Trifu at Timokwa District Assembly in the Central Region in collaboration with its police command in NADMO to clamp down on illegal mining activities on the River Pra at Trifu Praso last Tuesday. Central Regional Correspondent Eric Asante has details from this particular development. Eric, what more can you tell us?
So, MFR, our sources in the community tell us that the operation by the Trifu Etimokwa Security Council, led by the DC, stem from the fact that, if you remember, an incident occurred at Mokwa where two and a half year old twin tragically lost their lives after they fell into an abandoned Galamsey pit with water to their brim. Also, we are picking that a recent warning by the Ghana Water Company Limited suggesting that the country was on the brink of severe water crisis following a joint news documentary was the reason for the soup last Tuesday.
That's our Central Regional Correspondent Eric Asante there taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM. MyJoyOnline.com. We're live in all 16 regions. Is made possible by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. We've been hearing from the presidency denying allegations of an illegal land takeover from the Ghana International School, ordering the Inspector General of Police to institute a formal investigation into the issue. I return from the break with sports, and in our disabled series will tell you the story of a 20-year-old boy who lost his eyesight after sitting for the BCE, but that is not stopping him from chasing his academic dreams.
I was not born with it, and I crossed the line. it happens. I want to be a teacher so that I should be able to educate people how to manage people with disabilities.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
They're luckiest.
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere.
Dial *712# now join in the luckiest winning celebration every 1st July 2024. Over dial *712# now akoswa to ticket no as a group, individual, and as even as a community. Now win is the car cashier prizes are cashier in the community draw, or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712#. Now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest.
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest.
Thanks for staying with us. Let's do sports. Mubarak.
Yes, Semeva. So in about 3.5 hours, the Black Stars kick off their campaign for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. They face Angola at the Baba Yara Sports Stadium, aiming for a strong start in the qualifiers. But a win won't be a walk in the park, as Angola have won their last 4 matches and are unbeaten in their last 8. It's a good time to hear from the Ghana coach, Otuado.
More like cheap games in Africa. All the teams have picked up. Then in Angola, really, really quite impressive what they did the recent years with the coach Tom Zabes. Very, very good tacticians. They led their AFCON group by 7 points. Meanwhile, Algeria and Burkina Faso was also in their group. They won the COSAFA Cup. So it won't be easy for us. We have got good players as well, very good players. So I'm convinced that we can beat them, but it won't be easy.
Yep, so MF, we've got live commentary for you at 4 p.m. with build-up beginning.
Today?
Yes,
okay.
Build-up at 3 p.m. Do join us.
Can't wait for that. Let's get into the election headquarters.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And this afternoon, we are focusing on the National Peace Council's attempt to get to the political parties to sign that peace pact. The NDC says it still has reservations about the electoral process leading to Ghana's 2024 general elections. And we have details from that particular meeting. We can hear from the Executive Secretary of the Council, George Amo.
So there are conditions. And at any mediation table, that is what happens. People will bring their positions. And you help them adjust and build to a place of consensus, and that is what we are trying to do. We are talking to others who we believe can do something about this, the issue that the NDC raised. Already, we can see some signs. The Techiman issue, the court has ruled, and these are positive signs. And
we can also hear from the UN resident coordinator for Ghana, Charles Abani, who is also urging all political parties to find a common ground and commit to signing the peace pact.
Regarding the question of peaceful elections here, we work very closely with the National Peace Council and other national institutions and stakeholders. A peace pact is an important demonstration of the intention to conduct elections peacefully and successfully.
That's Charles Abani there. Now, he lost his eyesight right after sitting for the BEC. Robin Tamponsa faced overwhelming challenges and despair, but his determination to continue his education never wavered. Emmanuel Jivenu has more in our Joy News series, This Abled.
We are going to look at one of our selected poems.
Robert Amponsa was not born blind. For 20 years, he has seen the beauty of the world and made a lot of memories with friends and family. Unfortunately, his sight failed him just after sitting for the Basic Education Certificate Examination, BEC.
The eye is going small, so I decided to visit a hospital and they told me that no matter what I'll do, it will go off.
It left the young man constantly in tears and